first way boards can think about these concepts relates to their own composition and practices. Boards are responsible for ensuring their own composition and functioning effectively as a group when governing. We know that health center boards were, from the start of the health center movement, intended to be diverse. Based on requirements currently found in Chapter 20, Board Composition, and the Health Services and Resources Administration's Health Center Program Compliance Manual, health center boards must, among other requirements, be at least 51% patient majority, with patient members as a group representing the individuals who are served by the health center in terms of demographic factors such as race, ethnicity, and gender, and boards at centers that serve special populations must include representatives from or for each special population served by the center, such as migratory and seasonal agricultural workers, homeless individuals, and residents of public housing. In addition to emphasizing the critical importance of the consumer voice in governance, health center boards can determine other relevant demographic or geographic factors to consider when selecting board members. Some boards, for example, are committed to focusing on age diversity and the next generation of board leaders. Boards can also consider how their own composition, practices, and culture are equitable and inclusive. Some examples of how this can be done include ensuring all board members are given the access and opportunity to take on board and committee leadership roles, and the board officers reflect the diversity found on the board. Encouraging board members to bring their identity and life experience to their board service and embracing differences. Ensuring board meetings are conducted in a way so that all members have access to the same information and can share their unique perspectives. Ensuring translation at board meetings when navigating multiple languages spoken by board members. Periodically evaluating board meeting dates and times to ensure they remain convenient for all. Providing all members with tools, such as tablets or computers, to enable them to access board meeting materials and participate in virtual meetings. Defining the board's commitment to inclusive practice in a board culture statement. And participating in ongoing learning, perhaps about DEI or understanding implicit bias, and how these might be impacting the board's own functioning and decision-making.